Good afternoon. My name is Constantin Paleologu, and together with Professor Benesti from University of Quebec and our team from University Politehnica of Bucharest, would like to present you a variable step size proportionate type algorithm, which we hope that it could be a practical solution for echo cancellation. The outline of the presentation will consist of a short introduction, then the basis of the proportionate type affine projection algorithm, followed by our proposal, and we end with simulation result and the conclusion. Now, thanks to the nice presentation of Emmanuel, I will ask your permission to briefly review the introduction. Basically, we deal with the same echo cancellation problem, which in fact is a system identification, but with some challenges. These challenges, in our opinion, are mainly the long length of the echo path, so the long length of the adaptive filter, and mainly the double talk situation, which we will see is much challenging in practice. This specific problem will motivate us for some special requirements. For example, if we want to converge faster, we can choose the family of affine projection algorithm, which we know that are more efficient from this point of view as compared to NLMS. And we also, if we want to increase the robustness to double talk, we can use a variable step size, as we will see in the presentation. Of course, in general, the echo canceller is equipped with a double talk detector, but it would be very useful if the adaptive algorithm is somehow robust by itself to double talk. And we have some hints, let's say, because the system we need to identify, which are the echo paths, are sparse in nature, as Emmanuel presented. So it would be useful to use proportionate type adaptive algorithm. By combining these three issues, we result the presented algorithm in this paper. Now, just a brief picture of the problem. This is a general echo cancellation configuration, as you already saw. And our goals can be expressed in several ways. For example, from the user point of view, the main important is to recover this signal, the nearest signal, in the error of the adaptive filter. Of course, from our point of view, from the application point of view, we have to cancel this echo, or in other words, we have to identify the echo path. So this is basically our application context. Now, as I talked in the beginning, the affine projection algorithms are attractive mainly from the convergence point of view. They perform very well, especially with correlated signal inputs like speech. The equation of the classical affine projection algorithm are given here. This is a reference signal vector. This is the input signal matrix. And most important, this parameter denotes the projection order. If you can see, when P equals to 1, this is reduced to the regular NLMS. This is the adaptive filter length, and this is a step size parameter, which we'll insist in the following part of the presentation. Now, the proportionate affine projection algorithm can be obtained by extending the idea of PNLMS in the same manner as we did from NLMS to PNLMS. We can do from APR to proportionate APR. It appears this, let's say, proportionate matrix, which in fact is a diagonal matrix, which allow us to adjust the step size for each individual filter coefficients. If you can see here, let us denote by P of n this matrix, it would be very computationally inefficient to compute in the classical way this multiplication. We can take advantage of the diagonal character of this matrix, and we can process a little bit the updates of this algorithm in this way. sorry, here should be another sign, a circle with a point, but in fact, this is notation for the Hadamard product. So we can compute the P of N matrix by simply multiplying the vector of the proportionality factor element by element with the vector input. So here this notation means element by element multiplication between these two vectors. As we can see, the classical form of this algorithm takes into account the current proportionate factors. Recently, we proposed a so-called memory proportionate affine projection algorithm, which takes into account not only the current factors, but the history of this factor. And most important, besides the fact that this algorithm achieves better performance in convergence and tracking as compared to the regular algorithm, it is more computational efficient because if you take a look at this part, we need to compute only the first element, the first column, and to use the other from the previous iteration. And you can do the same for this matrix. This can be evaluated in a very efficient manner by computing only the first column and the first row, which is not the case here. here is a picture which motivates this aspect. This is a numerical complexity in terms of multiplication and addition, the classical algorithm and our proposal. Of course, the advantage becomes more apparent when we increase the projection order. And the next step of our research was to develop a variable step size version for this memory algorithm. We rewrite here its update. And again, this is a step size parameter. As we know, always we'll have conflicting requirements when we have to choose the step size parameter because we have to compromise between convergence and misadjustment or between tracking and double top robustness. So in order to, let's say, compromise this performance criteria, it would be nice to use a variable step size version. And we start our development by rewriting a little bit this formula using a matrix for the step sizes. As you can see from these two equations, from these two updates, if we use the same value for all these elements, we can get the fixed step size algorithm, which is given here. Now, if we take a look at the a posteriori error vector and a priori error vector, which are given here, it is easy to obtain a relation between these two vectors using these two equations and the update of the algorithm. Now, we can see this relation, and if we remember that basically the affine projection algorithm wants to cancel P a posteriori error, so the condition is like this, assuming, of course, that this is not zero, we will get a simple solution, which means that all the step size should be equal to 1. Unfortunately, this holds only in the absence of the noise, because, as you remember from the first slides, in the echo cancellation problem, we do not want to cancel the error of the adaptive filter, but to recover the near-end signal from this error. So we modify this condition, and we rewrite this equation in terms of this element. Then we take the mathematical expectation, and we get for the particular step sizes a formula like this, which here we have the elements of the error vector. Since this is available, it is easy to estimate this part. But unfortunately, the problem remains the estimate of the power of the near-end signal. The problems comes from the fact that the near-end signal is in fact a combination between the background noise and the near-end speech. Even these two parts are uncorrelated, so we can write this relation. And even if we could estimate this part in silences, for example, it is difficult to have an expression for this part. So in order to solve this problem, let us take a look again at the echo cancellation configuration. So we can express this relation in terms of expectation, or if you want, in terms of power estimate. And now we will use a very strong assumption, which is that the adaptive filter has converged somehow to a certain degree. In this case, if we made this assumption, this relation can be rewritten as this. Of course, this is a strong assumption because in some situation, for example, in the beginning of the adaptation or in the tracking situation, it may not hold, but we'll see by the simulation that the performance are quite good. Most important, if we take a look at this relation, at this estimate, all these signals, all these measures are available because we only use the signals from the adaptive filter, the reference or the desired signal and its output. So from this point of view, it could be a practical solution. So the answer to our problem, it's a step size, a variable step size, which look like this. Of course, this part can be estimated in the same manner. And finally, we will show some simulation results presented in a network echo cancellation problem with a filter length of 512 coefficients. The input will be either white Gaussian noise or speech, and the performance measure are the normalized misalignment or the echo return loss in Hessman. And we will compare three algorithms: our proposal, the last one, and its fixed step size version. As you can notice, up to here, we do not mention anything about the proportionate factor. Theoretically, we can use any proportionate type algorithm for this part. Now, in our experiment, which is the IPN11 algorithm and its proportionate factor, it was also presented by Emmanuel before. In our simulation, we take the value of this parameter equal to zero, so with the middle choice, and we compare these two algorithms with the variable step size non-proportionate version, which is obtained if we remove the proportionate matrix from this algorithm. In the first experiment, we compare the variable step size version with a fixed step size version with two values for the step size. As we can see, the variable step size version converges almost as fast as the fixed step size version with a larger step size, but achieve a much lower misalignment close to the other situation. In this case, we use an input signal, white Gaussian noise. Then we introduce a new scenario, assuming a tracking situation in the middle of the simulation, and we compare our algorithm with a non-proportionate version. We can see that our proposal, as expected, somehow outperforms the classical version in terms of both convergence tracking and misadjustment, misalignment. And finally, in a double talk scenario, we compare all three algorithms. And we see that from this point of view, from the robustness to double talk point of view, our proposal is much more robust as compared to the, at least with the non-variable step size version. Here we use a simple Geiger double talk detector just to help the adaptation during this double talk period. Finally, a few conclusions. So we propose this algorithm in the context of echo cancellation. First, we can take advantage from its computational complexity, which is lower as compared to the classical version. Second, we think that it's important that the variable step size formula is somehow non-parametric. This means that we do not use any additional parameter or assumption from the environment. And we also notice that it is more robust to near-end signal variation and, most important, to double talk. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you for that. Well, we do have some time for some questions if anybody would like to ask. Please again, yes.
Thank you for your presentation. I'm curious about the step size, if it becomes negative when the variance of the desired value is larger than that of the error.
Okay, so in this formula, okay, this is a very nice point because we skip a little bit some practical issue here. It is recommended first to add a small positive constant here just to avoid division by zero. And most important, we should take the absolute values here. These tricks are presented in the paper, but I did not insist too much in presentation. But you are perfectly right. Thank you.
I think in your simulations you used an order, projection order of four?
Four, yes.
Yeah. Is the method sensitive to the projection
no,
order?
No. We just choose this value, let's say, for complexity purpose. Mm. We try with many projection order even higher.
And in your personal experience, what projection order do you find is really the right area to be working in for echo cancellation?
I think that
two, three, we, should
not, we should not take larger than 8, let's say.
Yeah.
8, 10. Also because of the complexity issue, even if recently some, let's say, efficient methods for computing, because in the fine projection algorithm, the main problem is how to inverse the matrix. The higher projection order will imply a difficult operation. But recently, as far as I know, there are some efficient methods. For example, GSD method, Dichotomous coordinate descent iteration proposed by Professor Zakharov, which efficiently performs this operation, so we can even go higher with the projection order.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, I think I have the opportunity then to ask one more general question concerning the difference between acoustic echo cancellation and network echo cancellation.
Okay.
Could you clarify which, I think your first result at least was in the network echo cancellation case?
Yes, because let's say the starting point of proportionate type adaptive filters are from network echo cancellation, and we expect to perform better in this scenario because of the sparseness of the echo path, but it can hold even in acoustic echo cancellation if we properly choose the proportionate factor. This was the reason behind the choice of the IPNLMS algorithm, which is somehow robust to this sparseness of the echo path. And of course, we can use, for example, as I know, you proposed a few 1 year ago, the sparseness control algorithm, which can be even more efficient as compared to the IPNLMS, if we know the sparseness or estimate some of the sparseness.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
So it is important to choose the proportionality factor for this.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.